Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. April showers bring May flowers, and we are getting a little rain as we start off the month of April. Flowers coming out is a great time to announce that the Iowa State University Yard and Garden website has recently been updated. Formerly known as the Horticulture and Home Pest News site, the ISU Yard and Garden website has been updated with a new look and an easier to navigate homepage, and is filled with information on all varieties of current horticulture topics, plant care, pest management, and common household pests, all written by ISU Extension specialists in the departments of horticulture, plant pathology, entomology, and microbiology. You can find tips on the homepage about trending topics, including what's blooming around Iowa, common questions and pests for the week and the season, and links to timely tasks in the garden and landscape based on current weather conditions in Iowa. Topics on the homepage right now include managing cold damage to landscape plants, creating raised bed planters as you plan for your spring gardens, learning how to transplant small trees in your yard, dealing with warmer winter temperatures and how that will affect our insect populations this summer, and selection and care of Easter lilies. You can also find Yard and Garden news and featured publications all on that website. At the top of the page, you can also sign up for the email version of the Horticulture and Home Pest News. That newsletter has not changed, but the web address has. If you want to bookmark yardandgarden.extension.iastate.edu, you can find that new and improved website. If you have the previous site bookmarked, it will take you to the new site, so you can find and bookmark that new site. I encourage you to check out the ISU Yard and Garden homepage for a new and updated look and a one-stop shop for all of your yard and garden resources from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Also want to share with you that our 2024 Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey has recently been released. The survey is released annually in the month of March and is intended as a guide. But for each type of work, the average rate from the survey, median, and range are shown. New for 2024 are additional insights into who responded for each operation shown. Reported rates are those that are expected to be charged or paid on average across the state in 2024 crop season, and in most cases include fuel and labor unless otherwise noted. Categories include tillage, planting, drilling, and seeding, spraying, fertilizer application, harvesting, drying, and hauling grain, custom farming, harvesting forages, and other miscellaneous services. And again, you can find that on the ISU Extension webpage, or you can also pick up a printed copy here in the Cass County Extension office. And finally, I want to share with you that next week we are partnering with the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship as a host site for the Iowa Farmers Market Nutrition Program vendor training. That training will be happening on Tuesday morning, April 9th, from 9 to 11 a.m. here at the Cass County Extension office, and is for any fruit and vegetable growers or honey producers who sell farmers market products to enhance their participation in the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. The training is the initial step towards certification for that program, which is a requirement for farmers who wish to accept Farmers Market Nutrition Program vouchers. In 2024, the Iowa Farmers Market Nutrition Program is embracing modernization by introducing QR code scanning for instant voucher redemption using smartphones. Farmers without technological access can still mail vouchers to a designated redemption center. Because of this change, all new and certifying farmers must undergo vendor training in 2024 regardless of their last training date. The Iowa Farmers Market Nutrition Program is administered by IDOLS with support from the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services and is vital in supporting local farmers and providing access to fresh, locally grown produce for eligible seniors and WIC families. In 2023, over 14,000 seniors and 30,000 mothers and children in Iowa received these vouchers, contributing to the certification of more than 500 farmers at 125 farmers markets and 100 farm stands across the state of Iowa. Certified farmers saw an increase on average of $1,500 in sales through this program. Again, we are hosting this training on Tuesday, April 9th from 9 to 11 a.m. and we'll host another in-person training on Thursday, May 30th from 9 to 11 a.m. There are also numerous trainings happening online that farmers can participate in as well. The training sites here will be live viewings of trainings that are happening at a central location. There is no cost to attend, but pre-registration is mandatory to make sure we have the necessary materials to host the training. If you plan to attend, please call our office by Monday, April 8th, to let us know that you plan to attend our Farmers Market Nutrition Program Certification Training on Tuesday, April 9th at 9 a.m. here in the Extension office. All of this and more is on our Cass County Extension website under upcoming events. We encourage you to check that out and also check out all of the resources available to you from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, both on the Cass County Extension website as well as on the Iowa State University Extension website. If you're on social media, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram for updates and tips. You can always give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.